Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam. It's Mike from Vulcan.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. A couple of days ago, our insurance agent called and said that somebody called to get insurance put on this truck. But he didn't leave a name. He didn't leave in anything. He didn't give her any name, any information on the truck or anything. So, who do you have any idea who that may have been?
You know, I don't. You know, yeah, I have no idea. I can go ahead and I can ask Ruben, who is kind of my supervisor, who's been working on the deal as well. He might know something about that, but nobody ever said anything to me. Let's see. But I can definitely check on it for you.
Is he right there? Or?
No, he's not. He's we're in California, so it's still a little early over here. He comes in a little later than me.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now our real estate agent doesn't. They'll be gone when you guys are eating lunch. They leave at
1:30.
Yeah. So I understand this thing isn't going to happen until Tuesday. Now, maybe is that the story?
You know, I'm not sure. I think we were working on. There was a little snag in like the wording on the contract. We needed to put. Matthew wanted us to put in a stipulation with a second address to hold the truck at. So I think that's putting a little bit of a delay of getting the documents finished.
Right. Okay.
That was the latest update that I had. I know we're trying to get it done as soon as possible.
Right.
I think it was is it the Philadelphia location that the truck was also going to be at?
Perhaps. And the good thing about the Philadelphia location is it's totally indoors. So,
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be any better.
And you know what? Honestly, to give you like a little idea, what I've been getting the feedback from Dennis and Ruben, my two supervisors, is, I mean, the way the contract was written, it would be completely okay to keep it there. Matthew's just kind of covering himself just to avoid any technicalities. So we're going to go ahead and do it for him. It's just it's an extra step in the process to put.
I don't know why he's
explicitly
concerned about
put it
that.
In. You know, he really doesn't even need to be, but
right.
Because he is, we'll go ahead and do it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is it going to happen on Tuesday or not? Because they need a date also as to when the vehicle is going
to
be.
Able
titled
to be
registered, yeah.
Yeah. It should. I was up until I think it was yesterday afternoon that this kind of came up. It should have been finished by today.
Gotcha.
So now we're just waiting to make those changes.
Okay.
And then as soon as those changes get in, we'll be right back at that same step in the process.
Okay. Could you have somebody call me directly? Because I'm dealing with the insurance agent on this. So whoever needs information, maybe they could get it to me and I could get that taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the best number to reach you at?
Well, this number is a number that I'm going to be at some of the day, but my cell phone is 609-682-0080.
0080. Okay. Yeah, I'll get with him right when he comes in and let him know that I needed a little information on that, at least get an explanation on it. Quick question for you. Do you know, is Matthew the 100% owner of the Philadelphia location? Okay, good. That keeps it easy for us then, too.
Yeah.
I know that was one more thing with getting that extra, stipulation in the documents.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to call him and see why he wants that.
I think he's just really trying to, he wants
he's
to make
afraid
sure
of the verbiage that's in there, and he wants
exactly
to make sure he's not
that.
Default
exactly.
Because,
exactly
because what
that.
They're doing is we're giving you guys the right to do whatever you want whenever you want to, and it's really kind of a draconian contract, so I think he probably just wants to cover himself for that.
100% that, and I understand
right.
it. I understand
right.
it, and because, if that's what he wants, we'll do it. It's just an extra step in the process.
Right.
In all practicality, in the reality of the situation, we don't have somebody going out there seeing where the truck is, you know.
Right.
It's not really,
You're not even you're not even putting a lien on the truck, I don't think, right?
No.
Okay. All right, let me get this number and have somebody call me.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hello.